From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and happy heavenly birthday to actor Marlon Brando.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Tom Wages Funeral Home. Lawrenceville police say Hyundai and Kia thefts are on the rise. Gwinnett County Public Schools launches AI policy tab, and Little Burn secures federal funding to enhance police operations and Camp Creek projects. Plus, my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets about the best breakfast choices. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, and if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Lawrenceville police have issued a warning to owners of certain Hyundai and Kia models, urging increased vigilance due to a surge in thefts. The vulnerability, tied to an absent security feature in the ignition switch, affects vehicles manufactured between 2011 and 2021 that use traditional turnkey ignition systems instead of push-button starts. In response, Kia has supplied steering wheel locks to the police department for distribution to local residents. Vehicle owners from the specified years can obtain a lock by reaching out to Captain Salvador Ortega via email. To further safeguard their vehicles, police suggest implementing additional security measures such as installing kill switches, battery disconnects, alarms, and GPS tracking devices, and ensuring cars are parked in well-lit, secure areas. Gwinnett County Public Schools, in collaboration with EdSafe AI Alliance, has announced the creation of an AI policy lab. This initiative is dedicated to fostering the safe and ethical implementation of artificial intelligence within educational settings. The lab will provide comprehensive policy recommendations alongside educational materials aimed at teachers, students, and parents, emphasizing practical applications for AI. Dr. Calvin J. Watts, superintendent of GCPS, highlighted the critical importance of instilling responsible AI practices among students to equip them adequately for future professional environments. This endeavor enhances GCPS's ongoing commitment to AI education, building on the foundation set by the AI Future Ready pilot initiated in 2019. It also contributes to a broader national discussion's focus on establishing guidelines that ensure AI is used in ways that are safe, responsible, inclusive, and beneficial within the educational sphere. Lilburn has successfully obtained federal funding amounting to $1.8 million through the 2024 Consolidated Appropriations Act, earmarked for two pivotal projects. The allocation will be divided equally between enhancing public safety and environmental preservation efforts. The first half of the funding supports the Tri-City Connect program, a collaborative effort with Lawrenceville and Snellville. This initiative aims to bolster public safety by creating a video and data sharing platform. It encourages residents and businesses to voluntarily register their security cameras, facilitating quicker resolution of criminal activities by law enforcement agencies. The remaining funds are allocated to the stabilization of Camp Creek. This project is vital for maintaining the integrity of the 4.2-mile Camp Creek Greenway Trail, a cherished community asset for recreation and nature engagement. U.S. Representative Lucy McBath has been instrumental in securing these funds, demonstrating her dedication to advancing the welfare and safety of the community. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingles Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingles deli or find it online on our website, ingles-markets.com, under the recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
In March, Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful was distinguished for its dedication to the objectives of Keep America Beautiful. The organization receives the prestigious Governor's Circle Award at the state level and was further recognized with the President's Circle of Recognition Award on a national scale. Executive Director Shelley Marlatt expressed profound appreciation for these honors and reiterated the organization's commitment to environmental stewardship. Among the highlighted initiatives were the Earth Day recycling event and the Great Gwinnett Wetlands Cleanup, both emblematic of the organization's efforts to uphold Gwinnett County as an exemplar of cleanliness, sustainability, and natural beauty. For individuals seeking further assistance on the organization's activities or wishing to participate in future events, visit GwinnettCB.org. 26 students from Gwinnett County Public Schools have earned the opportunity to participate in the National Skills USA Leadership and Skills Competition scheduled for June in Atlanta. These individuals achieved this distinction by securing either first or second place in the Skills USA State Leadership Conference. The national competition is expected to attract over 6,500 students nationwide, showcasing their talents and leadership. A significant number of these students are from Maxwell High School of Technology, with additional participants from the Grayson Technical Education Program. Skills USA plays a crucial role in bridging students, educators, and industry experts, aiming to develop a highly skilled workforce ready to meet the demands of the future. Now, here's my conversation with Leah McGrath about the best breakfast choices.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, these email questions that we get sent in are fantastic ones. So here's one from Jennifer, who is struggling with breakfasts and usually ends up snacking maybe an hour or two after she eats her breakfast. So she feels like she's doing something wrong. What should she be eating?
Well, usually when I see situations like this, the person is really eating a lot of carbohydrates for breakfast. Maybe they're just having a bowl of cereal and milk, or maybe they're grabbing, you know, a bagel or a muffin or a piece of toast with coffee. So all that is a lot of carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are pretty quickly broken down in our body and are used as fuel for our muscles and our brain. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they don't have a lot of staying power. So for Jennifer or anybody who is really eating a very small breakfast that's mostly carbohydrates, the trick is really to combine that with some protein. So maybe if you have toast, maybe you can whip up some scrambled eggs or poach an egg and put that on your toast, and that's going to add some protein to it. Maybe you have that plain Greek yogurt that's high in protein with your cereal or with your cereal on top. And maybe you have a breakfast meat, something like a turkey sausage or something like that with your breakfast. But that is usually what I see when people say, I ate breakfast, but I'm hungry an hour later. It's probably because your breakfast had little or no protein and maybe no fats with it, or small amounts of fat. So it's gone from your system within an hour or so, and now you're hungry again and you are tempted to graze and eat a lot of food just to fill yourself up. So really try and get more proteins with your breakfast, and that's going to help you keep more satisfied.
All right. The key word here is protein.
That's right. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Well, final thoughts after this.
Mark your calendars for an exciting opportunity to shape the future. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Discovery High School. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders, ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at teamgcps.com today.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings, like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.